Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, I see Lou. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Lou says, good evening, pastors. Everything that God Almighty created, it was by design. A road map or navigator. He made everything from the ocean, earth, and the heavens to continue speaking to us. Even the earth and oceans, including their inhabitants, know that they are seasons and what each season entails. So we need to look at what nature is telling us, because they have been instructed by God. Even Jesus Christ warned us about the coming of days, what would happen during those times and events that would transpire. Hence, he commanded us to keep still and let what's planned pass. However, we are human and we let fear overwhelm us, especially during perilous times, and we forget what was told. Lucy Lou from Paris. Thank you so much, Lucy Lou in Paris. We really appreciate. And then also we have another one. Jane E.C., my burner, says, good evening, Pastor. I think that we are living at the last times by the look of how things are happening these days. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 3 and 5. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy. Verse 3, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, having a form of godliness but denying its power. Have nothing to do with such people. That's why we must always feed on the word of God, so that we must not be deceived in these last days. Thank you, and God bless you. Amen. So according to Jane Nisi, my banner, we are living at times of deceptions, you know, and insolence and disobedience. That's what I'm reading into this WhatsApp that he sent, that has been sent. And of course, Lucy Lou says, look at nature, look at nature. And of course, my issue would be, absolutely, if you look at nature, you won't say you're still seeing the nature in the same manner that you used to see it in 1982. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. We are touching base on this, the issue of time, what it is even all about, and what kind of time are we living in. That's 0826572729. You can drop us a voice note. Otherwise, you can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Right, when you look into 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 29, it says, but this I say, brethren, the time is short, so that from now on, even those who have wives should be as though they had none. In other words, we live in urgent times, and everything needs our toe-to-toe attention. That's what it says. And those who use this world as not misusing it, we're living in a time where, as we live here on earth, we should see its brevity and move away from the carousing nature of abuse. That's how dangerous things have been. And then also, it says, for the form of this world is passing away. The notion of the form of this world is passing away, it talks also about the age we are in. It's passing away. The notion of it passing away is actually death. To pass away means to die. To move over, others would say to cross over, others would say to be finished, others would say to decompose, others would say to become defunct, without function anymore. Others would say to be unalived. We live in that time where we are seeing that indeed things are passing away. Islands that were there are no longer there. you know, there are people who would point back and say, look, this was a place I grew up in 1975. It's no longer there. And it's not that, you know, they vandalized it or burned it and what, or it has become a bush. No, it has become part of the ocean. Things are just happening. Mountains, others are falling in. We are seeing that. But the notion that the world as we know it is passing away is actually something we are living with. Muruti Mraka, what comes to mind?
Yeah, what comes to mind is this, my brother. The time that is passing away is passing away for those who are getting lost.
Yeah.
But as the time marches on, for those who are being saved, it is a time of restoration, refreshing. There's something which Prof. Kabamba said, and I thought that thing is very much pointed. It is the emphasis of the gospel. When he said, when we read that a prophecy of Habakkuk, it is about an appointed time, appointed season. What is that appointed season? Galatians chapter 4. Let me read it. And I will not read from verse 1, but I will read from verse 4. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent out his son, born out of a woman, born under the law, the Torah, by out those who were under the Torah, that we might take away the placement as sons. This is the crucial action business of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he says, this is the day of salvation.
Yeah.
The appointed season, appointed time, it started with Yeshua being born. Like Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says, to all things there is a time,
season, yes,
and a season for every business under heaven. A season of birth. Now we hear in Galatians that appointed time, which the New Testament writers tell us that these things the prophets were given before the times of the age. And when the fullness of the time of the age had come, he was God. But it doesn't end with the season of birth. It ends with the season of death. Philippians chapter 2 tells us that he came, although he was in the form of God, he emptied himself of the attributes of God and became a servant, a slave. But being found as a slave, he appeared as a human being. And lived a life of obedience even unto death, the death of the cross. That was this other season, his death. And through that death, we are being bought out. If we will accept it, that the time we are in, yes, times are passing, things are corrupting, they are degrading, but there is something he says, I'm making everything fresh. Behold, the aged has passed, and the fresh has come. And it is only in Yeshua HaMashiach, through his resurrection, through his death and resurrection. But before he could die, he had to be born.
Mm.
And when he ends the book of Galatians, this is what the apostle says. But it's verse 14 of chapter 6. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
Mm.
For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is strong enough for anything, but the fresh creation. So, for us as children of God, let us count our days. Mm. Let us realize that we are in the days of restoration, according to Acts chapter 3. I'm reading verse 19. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that seasons of being sold again, in other words, being given souls again, may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has articulated by the mouth of all his holy prophets from the age. He is held in the heavens until now the times of restoration will be declared and he will come. But right now, it is the time of changing in our souls. It is the time of being renewed in the mind.
Hmm.
And it is the time of relying on the Spirit so that we walk in the freshness of the fresh creation.
Hmm.
If we are his children. If we are not his children, we need to realize that the season we are, the Bible says there is, even in Ecclesiastes, there is a season of seeking and there is a season of losing.
Hmm.
We, if you are not born again, seek the Lord with all of your heart. Accept his invitation and you will not be lost. You will not perish, because he says, for God so loved the world that he gave up his only son, that whoever believes upon him should not perish. In other words, should not perish along with the world, but should have eternal life, which was promised before the times of the age, but has manifested in this season,
okay.
Where we are putting our trust on the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach.
All right, I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. Let's hear what you say. You know, I also like what Musokwe Namatari has written. Some time ago, he says, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. Isaiah 60, verse 22. If one has to analyze, you would see that time plays a massive role. It's important to look into that. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Babongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray and Pastor Murake and Professor Kabamba and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Today's topic, what is time?
Yeah.
Time is indefinite continued existence of the universe in past, present, and future regarded as a whole. Progress of this as affecting persons or things, portion of time, belonging to particular events or circumstances. Time is the measured or measurable period during which an action, process, or condition exists or continues. Mm. Time is the ongoing sequence of events taking place. It is the frequently used with the meaning of seasons. In the Old Testament, time is viewed as a prophetic and looks forward to the kingdom of heaven being restored by the coming of the Messiah, the kingdom coming. In the New Testament, time is viewed as apocalyptic, kingdom initiated by Jesus. The concept of time was created for humanity by God. Pastor Muraka had said it all. He had said it mouthful in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 to 19. I don't have to read that one again. The purpose of time rests within God's creation. Mm. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 14. The Lord has made all for himself. Yes, even the king, the wicked for the day of doom. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 5 to 6. He who keeps his command will experience nothing harmful. And a wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment, because for every matter there is a time and judgment, though the misery of man increases greatly. Time had a beginning, will cease when its purpose is completed at the end of time. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 to 6. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying. There shall be no pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongani. We really appreciate. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. And we are talking about time. What kind of times are we living in now? What kind of time? And what is the appeal of the time?
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Pindile.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Hi.
Professor and other guests in the studio.
Thank you.
In the family of Radio Pulpit. This is Pindi.
Hi, Pindi.
Yeah. With this topic, I can refer to the last days.
Mm.
You know, I was encouraging with the scripture on Saturday in the funeral. As Psalms 9 to verse 12 that said, so teach us to number our days that we may get us a heart of wisdom.
Mm.
What I explain, the heart of wisdom is to be in the house of God. I can say that.
Mm.
It is to prepare yourself like Ephesians 12 verse 1. To remember also, you were created in the day of your youth before the evil days.
Mm.
Come on the year, draw near. Hey, you must draw near to God like never before.
Mm.
Just want to make people aware that these are the last days.
Mm.
He said that to John 4:14, draw near to me, I will draw near. Hlalani kimi nami ngizohlala kimi. Into ekufuneka siyenze ukuhlala kuye. Because uyasho lapha May 24, uthi on the last days. Siyabona konke kuyenzeka. That means we are on the last days. May God open our spiritual eyes to see that this is not our homes. We are just singabadluli. So umdluli makazi ukuthi we've got the journey. Ulungisa in the package, luggage yakhe uyalungisa. So that's when it's long, some luggage each to number our days, because Paul, we are shooting. Yeah, so I'm choosing to but let us number our days. This is now what Lamalang, uncle, since it's early last month, see, we are bearing young people, Abazal, but Babantuan. So I say, calling to you, Musha, let us number what this. I thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate, Sis Pindi. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. What kind of time do we find ourselves? What is time after all? What are the things that we should know about time? I need to hear from you. 012-334-1322.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. And I am looking at Ephesians 5:15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. That's a fact. We live in evil days. Yes, we must redeem the time. We must stay within the codes of salvation. And it's something that we need to take into consideration. Professor?
Yes, thank you very much. You know, time has to be
taken into consideration, because we're living, as some of us have said, that this is the last days. You know, it's okay based on what we're seeing. It's okay based on whatever confusion that we are seeing around us. But what is so important is, while you're talking about this, the last days, what is the message? What is the Father saying for this time? This is one of the things that we need to consider, because if we just say it's the last days, yes, it's the last days. What are we learning from these last days? What are we supposed to be doing in these last days? You know, the same last days whereby the Bible said the time will be difficult, there'll be hard time, children will be rebellious to their parents, and so on and so forth. Exactly on those last days, the Bible is saying something about what we need to do in these last days. The Bible is saying that we need to do what? We need to be doing the work of God. Now, I have to go to the scripture, that book of Luke, Luke 4, verse 19. This is just when the Messiah, after he has read verse 18, he spoke about the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor, and so on and so forth. And I believe this is the time where Christian sons of God are supposed to be in activities, to be in such a way that the world is seeing the glory of the Father. Because in the prayer of Jesus, in John 17, he said something. He said, I have come and I have given to the people that you've brought to me, I've given them the glory that I had before the foundation. Now, as such, and the reason is, okay, if the Son or the Messiah has given us the glory, what is that glory? Why do we have too many fake and false things happening nowadays? But where is that glory? It means, it might seem that people who are supposed to see the glory and experience the glory, they are maybe sleeping as well. They might be sleeping and they don't see it. Because this is the time where the glory of God is supposed to manifest. Why are we saying that? Because when you go back to the book of Luke 4, verse 19 now, it says what? To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. In other words, the day when salvation and the favor of the Father will abound greatly. I believe this is the time where salvation and the favor of God are supposed to abound. This is the time where we're supposed to be seeing real things. Things that we can touch in your hand, and we can testify that that the Messiah has moved in our lives. He has done the unthinkable. He has done the unexplainable things. Things that when you see, you say, how did it happen? But what are we seeing? People are so distracted in such a way that we are focusing on the wrong instead of focusing on the truth or on the right. While the Messiah is not far away from us, is just in us. In the prayer of John 17, I love it, because the Bible says, first he prayed for the disciples. And then in the process of prayer, he said, Father, I pray for the people who will receive the message through these disciples. That means the people who will come. And as they will come, then it's at that moment himself said, I will share the glory. I will give them the glory. He did not say, I give the glory to them. They can give us a solution. Maybe they can tell us what to do. While maybe they are also as confused as they are, as we are. Then we find ourselves that days are passing by. Time are passing by. Because when we look at time, it's divided in days, in months, in seconds, in whatever. And at the end of the day, in some sense, we find that we are late in what we have to do. And I believe every child of God must pay attention to time. Must really, when you wake up and you must say, okay, what am I supposed to be doing today? If it will take you 30 minutes just wondering and asking questions, do that, so that you may not waste this time. Because there are some people, they are so meticulous when it comes to time. They pay attention to the minute, second, and everything. I will finish by saying this. When I promise someone, for instance, I'll come at 10 o'clock, I don't miss. I'll be at 10 o'clock. But don't waste my time. I'm there at 20 o'clock and you're showing up at 12. But what am I going to be doing while I'm waiting for you for those 2 hours? It's be a waste. Mm. People don't see that. But if we can respect time, 10 o'clock we meet. We finish our meeting, we jump to other things. And by doing so, we can quantify, even qualify the time that God has given to us. But if not, we'll be facing a big problem. Because today, in our churches, if we go in, you'll be so surprised. If you ask people, which time are we? They say it's 12 o'clock. It's 12 o'clock. Is it the time that we, I mean, is it the time that I'm asking you? What is God saying in this moment? Not many people will tell you what God is saying.
Quite sad. We see those kinds of things really coming across. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let us hear what you say on this very issue. What is time? What kind of time do we find ourselves in today?
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right. I see Lou. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Lou says, good evening, pastors. Everything that God Almighty created, it was by design. A roadmap or navigator. He made everything from the ocean, earth, and the heavens to continue speaking to us. Even the earth and oceans, including their inhabitants, know that they are seasons and what each season entails. So we need to look at what nature is telling us, because they have been instructed by God. Even Jesus Christ warned us about the coming of days, what would happen during those times and events that would transpire. Hence, he commanded us to keep still and let what's planned pass. However, we are human and we let fear overwhelm us, especially during perilous times, and we forget what was told. Lucy Lou from Paris. Thank you so much, Lucy Lou in Paris. We really appreciate. And then also we have another one. Jane E.C., my burner, says, good evening, Pastor. I think that we are living at the last times by the look of how things are happening these days. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 to 3 and 5. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy. Verse 3, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. That's why we must always feed on the word of God, so that we must not be deceived in these last days. Thank you, and God bless you. Amen. So according to Jay Nisi, my banner, we are living at times of deceptions, you know, and insolence and disobedience. That's what I'm reading into this WhatsApp that he sent, that has been sent. And of course, Lucy Lou says, look at nature. Look at nature. And of course, my issue would be, absolutely, if you look at nature, you won't say you're still seeing the nature in the same manner that you used to see it in 1982. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. We are touching base on this, the issue of time, what it is even all about, and what kind of time are we living in. That's 0826572729. You can drop us a voice note. Otherwise, you can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Phila ubomi nathi. Mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Right, when you look into 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 29, it says, but this I say, brethren, the time is short, so that from now on even those who have wives should be as though they had none. In other words, we live in urgent times, and everything needs our toe-to-toe attention. That's what it says. And those who use this world as not misusing it, we're living in a time where, as we live here on earth, we should see its brevity and move away from the carousing nature of abuse. That's how dangerous things have been. And then also, it says, for the form of this world is passing away. The notion of the form of this world is passing away, it talks also about the age we are in. It's passing away. The notion of it passing away is actually death. To pass away means to die. To move over, others would say to cross over, others would say to be finished, others would say to decompose, others would say to become defunct, without function anymore. Others would say to be unalived. We live in that time where we are seeing that indeed things are passing away. Islands that were there are no longer there. you know, there are people who would point back and say, look, this was a place I grew up in 1975. It's no longer there. And it's not that, you know, they vandalized it or burned it and what, or it has become a bush. No, it has become part of the ocean. Things are just happening. Mountains, others are falling in. We are seeing that. But the notion that the world as we know it is passing away is actually something we are living with. Muruti Mraka, what comes to mind?
Yeah, what comes to mind is this, my brother. The time that is passing away is passing away for those who are getting lost.
Yeah.
But as the time marches on, for those who are being saved, it is a time of restoration, refreshing. There's something which Prof. Kabamba said, and I thought that thing is very much pointed. It is the emphasis of the gospel. When he said, when we read that a prophecy of Habakkuk, it is about an appointed time, appointed season. What is that appointed season? Galatians chapter 4. Let me read it. And I will not read from verse 1, but I will read from verse 4. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent out his son, born out of a woman, born under the law, the Torah, buy out those who were under the Torah, that we might take away the placement as sons. This is the crucial action business of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, he says, this is the day of salvation.
Yeah.
The appointed season, appointed time, is it started with Yeshua being born. Like Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says, to all things there is a time
season, yes,
and a season for every business under heaven. A season of birth. Now we hear in Galatians that appointed time, which the New Testament writers tell us that these things the prophets were given before the times of the age. And when the fullness of the time of the age had come, he was born. But It doesn't end with the season of birth. It ends with the season of death. Mm-hmm. Philippians chapter 2 tells us that he came, although he was in the form of God, he emptied himself of the attributes of God and became a servant, a slave. But being found as a slave, he appeared as a human being and lived a life of obedience even unto death, the death of the cross. That was this other season, his death. And through that death, we are being bought out. If we will accept it, if we will accept it, that the time we are in, yes, times are passing, things are corrupting, they are degrading, but there is something he says, I am making everything fresh. Behold, the aged has passed, and the fresh has come. And it is only in Yeshua HaMashiach, through his resurrection, through his death and resurrection. But before he could die, he had to be born. And when he ends the book of Galatians, this is what the apostle says. But it's verse 14 of chapter 6. But God forbid that I should boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision is strong enough for anything, but the fresh creation. So, for us as children of God, let us count our days. Let us realize that we are in the days of restoration, according to Acts chapter 3. I'm reading verse 19. Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that seasons of being sold again, in other words, being given souls again, may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has articulated by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the age, from the age. He is held in the heavens until now the times of restoration will be declared and he will come. But right now, it is the time of changing in our souls. It is the time of being renewed in the mind. And it is the time of relying on the Spirit so that we walk in the freshness of the fresh creation. If we are his children. If we are not his children, we need to realize that the season we are, the Bible says there is, even in Ecclesiastes, there is a season of seeking and there is a season of losing. We if you are not born again, seek the Lord with all of your heart. Accept his invitation and you will not be lost. You will not perish. Because he says, for God so loved the world that he gave up his only son, that whoever believes upon him should not perish. In other words, should not perish along with the world, but should have eternal life, which was promised before the times of the age, but has manifested in this season, where we are putting our trust on the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach.
All right, I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this issue. Let's hear what you say. You know, I also like what Musokwe Namatari has written some time ago. He says, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. Isaiah 60, verse 22. If one has to analyze, you would see that time plays a massive role. It's important to look into that. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic, Christian radio.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. Drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, you can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Babongani.
Good evening, Pastor Ray and Pastor Murake and Professor Kabamba and all the Radio Pulpit listeners. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Today's topic, what is time?
Yeah.
Time is indefinite continued existence of the universe in past, present, and future regarded as a whole. Progress of this as affecting persons or things, portion of time, belonging to particular events or circumstances. Time is the measured or measurable period during which an action, process, or condition exists or continues. Mm. Time is the ongoing sequence of events taking place. It is the frequently used with the meaning of seasons. In the Old Testament, time is viewed as a prophetic and looks forward to the kingdom of heaven being restored by the coming of the Messiah, the kingdom coming. In the New Testament, time is viewed as apocalyptic, kingdom initiated by Jesus. The concept of time was created for humanity by God. Pastor Muraka had said it all. He had said it mouthful in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 to 19. I don't have to read that one again. The purpose of time rests within God's creation. Mm. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 14. The Lord has made all for himself. Yes, even the king, the wicked for the day of doom. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 5 to 6. He who keeps his command will experience nothing harmful. And a wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment, because for every matter there is a time and judgment, though the misery of man increases greatly. Time had a beginning, will cease when its purpose is completed at the end of time. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1 to 6. Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, no sorrow, no crying. There shall be no pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. I thank you. God bless you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongani. We really appreciate. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. And we are talking about time. What kind of times are we living in now? What kind of time? And what is the appeal of the time?
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Pindile.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Hi.
Professor and other guests in the studio.
Thank you.
In the family of Radio Pulpit. This is Pindi.
Hi, Pindi.
Yeah. With this topic, I can refer to the last days. Mm. You know, I was teaching, I was encouraging with the scripture on Saturday in the funeral, as Psalms 9 to verse 12 that said, so teach us to number our days that we may get us a heart of wisdom.
Mm.
What I explain, the heart of wisdom is to be in the house of God. I can say that.
Mm.
It is to prepare yourself, like Ephesians 12 verse 1. To remember also, you were created in the day of your youth before the evil days.
Mm.
Come on the year, draw near. Hey, you must draw near to God like never before.
Mm.
Just want to make people aware that these are the last days. He said that to John 4:14, draw near to me, I will draw near. Hlalani kimi nami ngizohlala kimi. Into ekufuneka siyenze ukuhlala kuye. Because uyasho lapha uMathewu 24, uthi on the last days. Siyabona konke kuyenzeka. That means we are on the last days. May God open our spiritual eyes to see that this is not our homes. We are just singabadluli. So umdluli makazi ukuthi we've got the gene ulungisa in the package luggage yakhe uyalungisa. So nathi fanele silungise ama luggage ethu to number our days, because Paul uyasho ukuthi ukufa kuye kuyinzuzo. So angithusi umuntu, but let us number our days. This is now lamalanga onke, since kuqale last month, we are building young people, abazali bangcoba abantwana. So I say kulinto ukuthi ngisasemusha ngidlubusha bami. Let us number what this. I thank you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate Sis Pindi. I really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What kind of time do we find ourselves? What is time after all? What are the things that we should know about time? I need to hear from you. 012-334-1322.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. And I am looking at Ephesians 5:15. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. That's a fact. We live in evil days. Yes, we must redeem the time. We must stay within the codes of salvation. And it's something that we need to take into consideration. Professor.
Yes, thank you very much. You know, time has to be taken into consideration because we're living as some of us have said that this is the last days. You know, it's okay based on what we're seeing. It's okay based on whatever confusion that we are seeing around us. But what is so important is, while you're talking about this, the last days, what is the message? What is the Father saying for this time? This is one of the things that we need to consider, because if we just say the last days, yes, it's last days. What are we learning from these last days? What are we supposed to be doing in these last days? You know, the same last days whereby the Bible said the time will be difficult, there'll be hard time, children will be rebellious to their parents, and so on and so forth. Exactly on those last days, the Bible is saying something about what we need to do in these last days. The Bible is saying that we need to do what? We need to be doing the work of God. Now, I want to go to the scripture that book of Luke, Luke 4, verse 19. This is just when the Messiah, after he has read verse 18, he spoke about the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor, and so on and so forth. And I believe this is the time where Christian sons of God are supposed to be in activities, to be in such a way that the world is seeing the glory of the Father. Because in the prayer of Jesus, in John 17, he said something. He said, I have come and I have given to the people that you've brought to me, I've given them the glory that I had before the foundation. Now, as such, and the reason is, okay, if the Son or the Messiah has given us the glory, what is that glory? Why do we have too many fake and false things happening nowadays? But where is that glory? It means, it might seem that people who are supposed to see the glory and experience the glory, they are maybe sleeping as well. They might be sleeping and they don't see it. Because this is the time where the glory of God is supposed to manifest. Why are we saying that? Because when you go back to the book of Luke 4, verse 19 now, it says what? To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. In other words, the day when salvation and the favor of the Father will abound greatly. I believe this is the time where salvation and the favor of God are supposed to abound. This is the time where we're supposed to be seeing real things, things that we can touch in your hand and we can testify that that the Messiah has moved in our lives. He has done the unthinkable. He has done the unexplainable things. Things that when you see, you say, how did it happen? But what are we seeing? People are so distracted in such a way that we are focusing on the wrong instead of focusing on the truth or on the right. While the Messiah is not far away from us, he's just in us. In the prayer of John 17, I love it because the Bible says, first he prayed for the disciples. And then in the process of prayer, he said, Father, I pray for the people who will receive the message through these disciples. That means the people will come. And as they will come, then it, at that moment, himself said, I will share the glory. I will give them the glory. He did not say, I give the glory to the...
And they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. And the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. Time is important. As Pastor Ray and the other radio pulpit listeners have mentioned Psalm chapter 19, verse 12. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Our time is so short and valuable that we should be of how few days we have and use them to gain wisdom in our spiritual lives. Job chapter 14, verse 1. Man who is born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 to 8, we won't read it because it is long. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. He answers at the right time. God is sovereign over time, all the time. He will be overseeing and working to make the most of and the best of every situation for us. He brings all things together for our good. The trials and challenges together for our good. The trials and challenges are all part of God's master plan in making this all work for our good. We find that in Romans chapter 8, verse 28. God's timing is the best. I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. And sorry I had to squeeze it in there, but thank you very much. I think our guests have concluded, and I should say, let us redeem the time. The days are evil. Let us become circumspect and very much sensitive to the Spirit of the Father about what is happening and what our responses should be in a time like this. Moruti Mraka, continue to enjoy yourself. Pass my regards at home and love and blessings.
I will do so. Thanks. And I pray you do the same. Pastor Kabamba does the same. And greetings to our beloved listeners.
Thank you so much. And Pastor Sam, thank you so much. Il Professore, continue to speak the messages of this time, man. Blessings to you and the family. Much love.
Thank you very much. And also the greetings to all your families. And Moruti Mraka, enjoy to the fullest.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And of course, good night to both of you. And thank you very much till we talk next week. And to all of you who have been listening and praying for us, sending messages, continuing to assist in terms of finding verses to talk about time. Thank you so much for allowing the Father to use you. We give him all the glory. It's been great. It's been wonderful. And thank you so much to the King above all else. His name is Yahuwah Elohim. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we bless him, we thank him, that by his Holy Spirit, his Ruach HaKodesh, he guides us into all truth. From me, Ray, it is Tuda Rabah. And then, of course, Dr. Mavunda up next.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.